Okay, let's go over here to Cheryl, who's calling us from Bonnie Lake. Hi, Cheryl, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
Are you there?
Oh,
Hi.
I hope so.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I have problems I've been noticing at night with a bitter taste in my mouth. I'm guessing it's acid reflux. And I went and just had a dentist, you know, like a cleaning, and they said, you better have your doctor check you for acid reflux because of some things going on with my teeth.
Uh-huh.
So I was wondering what you would recommend.
Well, ma'am, the usual cause of acid reflux, and it's not the only cause, but it's the major cause, is that the sphincter muscle, that's the muscle which contracts and expands when the food drops from the esophagus into the stomach, that muscle, that sphincter muscle opens, and then when it's in the stomach and the stomach makes sufficient hydrochloric acid, and by the way, stomachs make really strong hydrochloric acid. It's so strong that if you could stand the pain and you could put your finger into your stomach when you're 16 years old and hold it there for an hour, what you would pull out would be bone. It's that strong, the acidity. Well, anyway, that strong acid triggers the sphincter muscle. There's research on this, like there is on many things we talk about here. It triggers that sphincter muscle to close so that nothing can come back up through. So the usual thing that's happening when people have acid reflux is they have low stomach acid. Now, stomach acid is another thing that declines with time. You know, it seems like everything declines with time. And that's why the health food stores are full of this stuff called betaine hydrochloride with pepsin, which is nothing more than a powder which releases hydrochloric acid into our stomachs when we eat, if we need that hydrochloric acid. There's a book out there, ma'am. You might want to read this book before you go any further. It's written by Dr. Leonard and L-E-N-A-R-D, no O in that, L-E-N-A-R-D, and me, published in 2001, and it is still in print because so many people have been reading it. And what it tells you, again, is that the major cause of acid reflux is that the stomach isn't making enough acid to keep that sphincter muscle closing properly. Now, there is a test for that. We don't have to guess at it. There is a test for that that was invented by a very, very brilliant scientist from over in Germany. Because you see, before he invented that, we had to test people by pumping their tummies out. In medical school, we got to partner up and pump each other's tummies out. And my, that wasn't fun. What he invented was a little capsule. It's about the size of a vitamin C capsule or a multivitamin capsule, but it's plastic and rounded with a little teeny hole in the end. And people swallow that, goes on down the stomach, and the juice in the stomach, whether it's acid or not, gets into that capsule. And inside that capsule is a little teeny FM radio transmitter and a pH-sensitive electrode. And so it senses what the acid degree is, and the FM radio transmitter transmits it to the computer screen, and you can look right at the computer screen, and technician will tell you, well, that's what your stomach acid is. And then some Canadian universities back 30 or 40 years ago put together a formal test by checking a bunch of teenagers who all had normal stomach acid, of course, of having the person swallow some bicarbonate soda, and how long does it take, because that's very alkaline, and you can see right on the screen that the pH goes up to alkaline, how long does it take to come back to normal with several challenges? And from that you can say, well, a person is 20% deficient, 40% deficient, or even 100% deficient in stomach acid. And that allows us to say how much a person, more accurately that is, how much a person should be taking with each meal. Now again, that is the most accurate way of telling. Now I did say that this is the major cause, and I do mean major, over 80% of all the heartburn problems out there. And I can't tell you how many people have written in, called in, or just stopped me to say, hey, ever since I've been taking that hydrochloric acid pepsin with my meals, I'm no longer getting heartburn. But I'm not going to tell you it's the very only cause. I've also listened to people who are gluten sensitive who told me, hey, when I gave up all the gluten, my heartburn went away. Okay. Yeah. And I've listened to people also give up coffee and alcohol, and their heartburn went away. But that occupies about
coffee.
That occupies about the other 20%, ma'am. And most of the time, and I'm guessing, just guessing,
sure,
you're probably over 50 years of age.
I'm 65.
Yep, and Dr. Nancy Van Zandt from Mayo Clinic, no less, published in the early 1930s. She published on 3,400 people who had had their stomach acid checked by that old stomach pumping method, and she found that by the time we all get to be 60, 50% of us don't have as much acid as we did when we were younger, ma'am.
Sure.
So there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I've been taking this HCL, but I think what's happened is I've been advised to take too much of it because it really bothers my stomach, so I kind of stopped taking it.
Well, maybe not, ma'am. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's a maybe, maybe not. When the stomach lining is sufficiently atrophied, it's kind of like, excuse me, but sexual organs, namely the vaginal area, which can get atrophied too after the ovaries quit working, and then sex hurts, and it didn't used to hurt before. Why is it hurting now? Well, the estrogen isn't enough there to support the tissues. The stomach, same thing can happen with a stomach that's atrophied. When that stomach wasn't atrophied, it could handle lots of hydrochloric acid. Lots and lots. I'm not kidding. But if it's atrophied, then it can't handle it anymore, and so you get this pain, and you think you don't need it, or it's going to hurt me, and I don't like it. Either one is valid for quitting. So, if you call the Tama Dispensary, no charge here again, like the before and after surgery paper, they will either email you or send you what's called the gastric lining protocol. And it's made up of five or six things, I forget which, and we have people who say, and this is particularly people who've been proven with a stomach test to need that stomach acid, but they say, I can't take this stuff, it burns. We have them take that stomach lining protocol. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks. And nearly everybody, after 6 to 8 weeks, they can take their hydrochloric acid that their test showed they needed with no problems, ma'am.
Wow. Wow.
And they'll send you that protocol for free. No charge on that.
And I'm one of your patients anyway, so. Okay. I'll give them a call. And I really appreciate the information. It helps.
Good. I'm hoping it stays that way, too. Keeps helping. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am.